Well, tonight is a summary of our study in Philippians, and actually, I'm thinking I'm not going to record it because I'm going to. You guys get to do the work. You get to review, and I've got all my notes here. But So in trying to prepare for tonight, I said, "How do I cover all that is contained in the book of Philippians?" You think of all that we've studied and all that we've learned, and all says, and I, you know, what are the key verses? Should I just pick some out and do that, or what is the theme? And I said, you know, from Gill's book from way back when is joy in unity. These words are pregnant with meaning. They reflect all the topics covered in Philippians as Paul describes the lives of believers who walk in a manner worthy of the Lord who saved them. Joy only is available to those who have placed their faith in the saving work of Jesus Christ. Those who have trusted Christ as Savior are brothers and sisters, united in the family of God, their Father. At that, we do and say, and all that we do and say is to reflect that relationship. The relationship with God the Father, the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the relationship with his, of his children. Philippians gives us the how to work out those relationships. So that's my take on what the whole book was about, was, you know, all those things that we have learned really relate to how we live as Christians and how we look at where the Lord puts us and what he has going on in our lives. And Paul is encouraging us to reflect on who we are and what that means in our daily lives. So I thought, well, what words, what I want us to do, you have the outline and you have sections of Philippians, and I thought we would read those. And I was thinking of breaking you up and giving you assignments, but I think we'll do it as a total. And then we can look at when we're reading that the particular section that you have listed, watch for these things and take some notes or whatever you want to do. But watch for words frequently repeated as we read through Philippians again, and note what is most meaningful to you. Now, as the teachers, we've been telling you what's been most meaningful to us. But what is meaningful to you? I want you to make a note of that. Note a verse that helps you in your daily walk. You know, I can do that for me, but I want you to reflect on what of these verses help you in your daily walk. Okay, perhaps something that was new to you as we studied this book over the last 12 weeks. So that's what we're going to do, is to review, to read through again the book of Philippians and break it up in sections. And how it's broken up is just what the way my Bible had it broken up. And the titles that are there by those verses are what from the, some people with more brains than me broke up and entitled them. Okay. So anyway, we'll start with Philippians 1:1-11, the greeting, and then it contains information about thankfulness and prayer. Carol, would you like to start by reading that section, please? And I think I'm going to turn this off because it's going to be.